what you got there?
Smoothie.
Smoothie the Movies on the Breeze. And yes, I know, we've had a couple of pretty big movies come out this week. Transformers Rise of the Beast surge into cinemas, and you know, by all accounts, it was pretty good for a Transformers movie. And I also have pretty high hopes for the Jennifer Lawrence-led adult comedy No Hard Feelings, but come on, let's be honest. Both these movies are going to do just fine. You know, whether or not you and I actually go to the cinema and put our money down on the counter, no one's going to really notice, are they? But something else did come out this week. Around all the flashy superheroes and alien robots propping up the American summer, this week saw a much more interesting film sneak its way across the Tasman and into Australian cinemas. That's why I want to talk about Red, White and Brass.
There's only 6 weeks till Tonga take on France at the Rugby World Cup.
Fuck off! What have you done to my house?
Surprise, my man! We're going to show our pride to the world! Can we get some tickets to the game, please?
You really should have lined up yesterday like everyone else.
The city council is putting together some entertainment for the Rugby World Cup.
There's still a way we can get tickets. We've got a marching band and we could perform at the game.
Ignore my son, he's an idiot.
This is the sort of movie that's just an absolute joy to watch in a packed cinema. It tells the true story of Maka, a member of Wellington's Tongan community. Maka always dreams big and has energy and community pride to spare. But he's a bit of a goofball and frankly a little bit lazy too, and he just can't help but embarrass his reverend father on multiple occasions. But things get interesting. The Rugby World Cup is coming to New Zealand and Tonga are playing France in Wellington. The whole community is abuzz for the chance to see their team play live for the first time. And while missing out on tickets would leave most of us disappointed and defeated, Maka has a plan. The game's organisers are looking for pre-game entertainment, so Maka fabricates a Tongan brass band and essentially cons his way into the stadium. Now he has mere weeks to make this band actually happen and get them ready to perform in front of the entire world. How hard could it be? Red, White, and Brass doesn't exactly break new ground in terms of story progression. You've probably seen movies that follow a similar trajectory to this before. And while this would be an issue for most Hollywood movies, this is actually a feature for Red, White, and Brass. The specifics are so unique that this is still very much a completely original movie experience, but one that all audiences are primed to easily understand. It never panders to the audience, it tells its story and has a very specific point of view. But I really can't think of anybody, regardless of like age group or background or anything, that won't be able to relate to these characters and fall in love with their story. I love the character of Maka. I love his story. I loved watching him grow as he faced the adversity caused by his own actions. The things that we love about Maka at the start of the film are the same things that make him a hero at the end, but only because he matures into a more complete version of himself. Now, this movie's far from perfect. You know, it's not the biggest budget movie ever made. So the performances range from, you know, really good and engaging to not that. And, you know, one of the major story threads is never really resolved, and yet another is weirdly resolved with very little setup. But Red, White, and Brass is maybe the best embodiment of a feel-good movie that I've seen in a really, really long time. It's a brilliant reminder of what cinema can do and why it's for everybody. There are so many great stories like this out there. We just need more movies like Red, White, and Brass to actually tell them.